on November 4th, for the first time ever, New York City elected a Muslim mayor, a socialist, maybe even a communist, a radical left-wing ideologue, openly hostile towards Israel, and someone who promised to implement an extreme far-left agenda. He said things like, from river to the sea, openly implying that Israel has no right to exist. He argued that Hamas should not be disarmed. And locally, he promised free public transportation, rent freezes, and even city-run grocery stores. Everyone understands that these ideas have never worked anywhere and never will work in New York. We all know politicians exaggerate. They overpromise and underdeliver. But this borders on the ridiculous. He can't enact these policies even if he wants to. He knows it. His party knows it. The citizens of New York know it. He doesn't have the authority to do it. And it's simply not going to happen. But despite its absurdity, people came out in droves to vote for him. He received over 50% of the vote. But how is it possible that so many people voted for such foolishness? When someone makes a logical claim, something reasonable, something achievable, that's one thing. But these promises? Everyone knows it's impossible. So why did over half of New York City vote for him? Are all these millions of people insane? So let me share with you a beautiful idea I heard from Benjamin Eisenberg, the dynamic Rav and Mashpi of Heichal HaTfila here in Bar Park. And he explained it with a story. He said, I recently met with a bacher who went off the derech. He said, we sat together, speaking openly and calmly. I was trying to understand where he was coming from. I asked him, what are they offering you over there? What are you actually getting from them that you're not getting over here? What's the promise? He told me, honestly, it's really a dark, depressing life. My friends there are all on drugs, they're depressed, they're suicidal. It's really terrible. So I said to him, how can you compare it to what you're getting over here? We're offering you life. Chaye Olam Hazeh, Chaye Netzach, family, community, structure, meaning, a network of people who care about you. I'm not even talking about Ruchnias, Torah, Mitzvahs, and Shabbos. You're giving up everything, and you're getting nothing in return. And he said, Rebbe, that's a good question. You're right. I'm getting nothing, and I know I'm getting nothing. But in your world, I feel like nobody understands me. And in that world, I feel that everyone understands me. They understand my pain. Rebbe Yuman said, after thinking about this bacher and the mayoral race, I wrote down a line. People vote for the candidate who acknowledges their pain, even when the solutions are unrealistic. That's the secret. The mayor said things that everyone knows are false. He's not going to implement those promises. He can't. But people vote for him because he expresses their pain. He understands that I can't pay my rent. He understands that groceries are expensive. He understands that families are struggling to survive. You understand me? You're my man. I'm going to vote for you. Not because the solutions are realistic. They are completely unrealistic. But you get me. You validate my pain. It's a fascinating insight and an important lesson. Before giving advice, before offering solutions, before telling someone what to do, first make sure they feel understood. Be empathetic. Put yourself in their shoes. Otherwise, even if your advice is spot on, they'll dismiss it and they'll say, you don't get me. I remember many years ago, I worked for a mail order company in Manhattan selling cameras. I was doing customer service. This was way before UPS had even tracking numbers. It often happened that people ordered items and didn't receive it in time for their vacation or for the holidays or for birthday gifts. So I learned after a while the difference of how to appease men versus women. If a man called to say his package didn't arrive, I'd offer him a 10% discount, then he was happy. If a woman called, first of all, it took 20 minutes for her to express how distraught she is that her little Johnny will be scarred for life because he didn't get his birthday gift on time, or that his spot under the tree was missing one package. But then, all I had to do is say, I'm sorry for your heartbreak, I apologize, I can't even imagine what you and Johnny are going through right now. And then, she was fine. I learned an important lesson. Men want solutions. Women don't necessarily need solutions. They just want to feel that they're being heard. And that's New York City right now. A city of immigrants. A city with tens of thousands of people living below the poverty line. People drowning financially. People who feel ignored. They feel invisible. They feel unheard. He spoke their language. He spoke to their pain, and that is why he won. Pain is universal. It doesn't matter what ideology someone holds, what mistakes they've made, or how irrational their choices seem. Every person wants to be seen and heard and understood. When someone knows you truly feel their struggle, you feel their heartbreak, their fear, it opens up a space for connection and trust and growth. There's a fascinating Gemara in Masechtas Bava Basra. The Gemara says, if a Meshulach comes to your door and you give them money, Mizbarech b'sheish brachas, you get 6 brachas. However, if you invite them in and you listen to them, they say, I'm marrying off my 7th child, I'm in great debt. You acknowledge their pain. Mizbarech b'achas esrei brachas. You are blessed with 11 brachas. So why is giving encouragement even greater than giving them money? And this is our takeaway message. When we make it our mission to truly feel another person's pain, we give them renewed life. We give them hope. We give them dignity. We give them a purpose. We give them a reason to go on. And that is more than money or solution could ever offer. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.